A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. This Feast of the Transfiguration, this Gospel reading about the Transfiguration, is a mysterious yet promising one. He takes these three key people, the inner circle, so to speak, of his followers, and takes them to this mountain so that they may see for a brief moment the divinity hidden under the cloak of his humanity. It shines forth, not in full, because we know that to see God in this life is not possible completely, that we could not handle it. No man can see God and still live, the Jews believed. And it was true. Even Moses had to veil his face because the glory of the Lord shone upon him and left a mark upon him. Most scholars think that this experience on Mount Tabor was about the time of the Feast of Booths, in which the Jews constructed small temporary shelters to commemorate their sojourn in the desert. Therefore, it is not surprising when we hear a request to build three booths. But what is surprising, at least in retrospect, is that they somehow equate Jesus with Moses and Elijah. Venerable figures, yet they still don't know who it is that they are following, what it is that they are following. There are many elements inherent in this occasion. First of all, there is an element of encouragement. We're not so that far away from another mount, a mount of Calvary, and the terrible humiliation, torture, disappointment that the events that happened on that mountain brought to those followers of Jesus. It was the intention of Jesus to strengthen them, to see that there was more to the picture than they could see. And then there is a prefigurement that all of us who follow Jesus will be transformed by Jesus. One day we shall be glorified. One day we shall be so ultimately united with him that, as the Eastern Fathers say, we will become like him who became like us. The Transfiguration speaks to the dignity of those who witnessed it. yet they still don't understand. Perhaps it is the fate of human flesh to never quite get into full harmony with Jesus and the Incarnation. Or at least it is a very difficult thing, because we have a fallen nature, and we need transformation, transfiguration ourselves. For what we carry with us in this world, even after the cleansing waters of baptism, is a nature and a body which is subject to all kinds of weaknesses, all kinds of disappointments, all kinds of failure to comprehend the goodness of God which surrounds us. When the Father says, "This is my Son, my beloved Son, listen to him. Hear what he has to say." He is speaking not only to those three, but to all who will come after them. Listen. See that the glory of the Lord extends down to us as well, that we too will be transfigured, changed from our fallen human nature to a creature so beautiful that even the angels will be all pleased to look upon it. The transfiguration was not just an isolated moment in time. It is, like all of the events of Jesus' life, an effect, an enduring presence, which extends from age to age to each person. To be transfigured in and by Christ is our destiny. Listen to him, so that we too may be well-pleasing sons and daughters to the Father. Amen.